From the Croner Building in Chicago, Illinois, it's time for Pete Bone Will Not Be Denied. Yes, Pete Bone, one of the foremost voices on politics and culture today in American radio. Pete Bone, who has fans from coast to golden coast, defending America, standing tall for the red, white, and blue. Pete Bone. Thank you very much. Pete Bone here, ladies and gentlemen, from Chicago, Illinois. With me is Bill Bruford. And, Bill, I got to tell people the story. When we first met you...
Well, you thought my name was Bill Bruford.
I thought your name was Bill Buford, and I thought you were the former musician with UK.
Yeah, I got the former musician with UK and King Crimson.
Yeah, but that's not you.
No.
And your name isn't Buford, it's Bill...
My name is spelled B-R-O-O-F-O-R-D, Bruford.
Bill Bruford, so... And you're our new newsman and announcer, so we've combined the announcing job and the newsman jobs into one, and Bill Bruford has that, and of course the tragic history of most of the announcers on our show.
Well, they're all...
Go ahead.
They're all alcoholics.
Well, that's a little judgmental.
Well, that's what you said for me to...
Yeah, you're right.
They were all alcoholics. And
why did you say alcoholics?
Because it was written that way. You said you wanted me to read it right off these cards.
Oh, I'm sorry.
They were all alcoholics. The most recent gentleman, whose name I think was Eddie Fisher. I forget it. Do you know his name?
I called him Eddie Fisher because I couldn't remember what his name was. So I just... What I'll do is if I can't remember someone's name, I'll give them a name. And that will be their name until... For instance, I was going to call you... I wasn't going to call you Eddie Fisher. I was going to call you Boris Karloff.
Why?
If I forgot what your name was. See, but now I know what your name is. So anyway,
this guy, Eddie Fisher, whatever his name, he died, he wrapped his Prius around a bridge abutment at going at 75 miles an hour.
Right, and so that's the end of him. So that's how we've lost a lot of our announcers here on the Pete Bone Show, and we were certainly hopeful that it doesn't happen again, but I suppose, you know.
It sounds like it might, because that's a, yeah.
All right, we're here to talk about the coronavirus. We're here to calm down a lot of very nervous people. Don't be scared. The coronavirus, as articulated by our president, is under control. And I know that, you know, a lot of you, like me, I have children, you have children, so you you start to worry a little bit. Let me back up. You start to worry. I just had a little bit of a pain, a gas pain. You start to worry for your kids. When you think of your kids, you know, you start to worry about that. For me, for myself, I don't care. I don't care what happens to me. I don't care what happens to me, but I worry about my kids. Now, we were going to take some phone calls from people out there. If you have any questions, we certainly do want to answer what they may be. And we'll go over here to Dwayne. Hi, Dwayne. Dwayne, what can we do for you, and what question can we answer for you?
Hi, Pete. I tuned in the program tonight to listen, and I heard your voice cracking a little bit. I hate to think. Are you scared?
No. Why would you say that?
Because your voice, you went, I'm Pete Bone.
Are you worried?
I am. I'm worried a lot. The stock market went down.
Yeah. Yes, I saw that. And I'll address that, okay?
Okay.
Yes, the stock market dropped over 1,000 points because... The stock market dropped over a thousand points. That's panic. And the last thing you want to do is panic, folks. Okay? I'm Pete Bone. I've seen it all. I've done it all. You want to stick by someone? Excuse me. The air is very dry. You want to make sure that you stick by a guy?
Can you breathe?
I'm breathing fine, yes. You want to make sure that you stick with those of us who are rock solid in our emotional response to these things, because even though the stock market went down, even though the stock market went down over 1,000 points, that's panic. That's got nothing to do with the financials. That's just a lot of...
You want some water?
Just a little bit of water. That's all right. I ate too fast tonight. I had folks for dinner this evening. I had some of the very delicious vegetarian chili they serve over here at the Phil Henry Cafe. You know Phil Henry? He's a West Coast funny man of some repute. And in any event,
Our show is carried on his website, and he opened up a cafe down the street here from the Croner building called the Phil Hendry Cafe, and they serve this vegetarian chili. It's quite good. Did you have any, Bill?
Yeah, I did. I like it.
And he had some chopped up zucchini, and what did he have in there?
Well, he had some
hold on for a minute. Hold on for just a minute. I mean, hold on for a minute. What is this?
Well, that was some news. I just wanted to pass it along to you. As you know, Mike Pence
is, he's doing what?
He's the head of the coronavirus response.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Mike Pence is the vice president. He's heading up the response to the coronavirus. That's great. That's great.
Well, you don't sound like you believe it.
Yes, I believe it. Bill, do me a favor. Don't tell me what I'm thinking. Bill Bruford, folks. Yes, that's great. Mike Pence is heading up the response to the coronavirus assault, and he's...
Go to a break.
He's...
Pete Bone will not be denied. We'll be right back.
Pete Bone from the Croner Building in Chicago, Illinois.
Hello, I'm Herb Silver, General Manager of WANG Radio, reminding you that there are a number of coronavirus response stations that are set up.
What's the point? What's wrong?
Well, what's the point?
And now, back to Pete Bone Will Not Be Denied, from the Croner Building in Chicago.
Thank you very, very much. That is Trucy Jones. We haven't heard from... Where's Trucy?
Well, I think he left town with his family because of the...
Oh, Trucy's gone. He's left town. Okay. Because we have given the people here who are employed at the Pete Bone Show and here in the Croner Building the option. You can stick around and help us as we put out the information that is so desperately needed by people. Or you can get in your car and you can run like a... You know...
Well, it's there.
You can get in your car and you can go to a safe place if you want to. But for those of us that have stayed behind, we're fine. I'm fine. All right. So we mentioned that Susan, hi, you're on the Pete Bone Show. How you doing? How are you holding up?
Hi, Pete. We're doing great. There's no need to worry, Pete. My husband's a doctor.
He's a doctor, huh?
Yes, he is. And he says that if you wear a surgical mask, so that the water droplets don't get through and you don't inhale them. And also to wipe down surfaces with the Lysol wipes.
With the Lysol wipes?
Yes. The Lysol wipes have the correct chemical to kill off the virus.
Now, and your husband also, what was the other thing he said? Don't...
Well, if you can wear a mask, you can inhibit or at least cut down on the percentages of the water droplet getting into your lungs that may contain the virus.
I see. This is all, and your husband's a doctor.
My husband's a doctor, and he said to call you because it sounded like you might be... He said...
Sounds like you're shitting a brick, and we don't have...
Pete Bone will not be denied. From the Croner Building in Chicago, back right after these messages. You're listening to WANG, Wang Radio, Milwaukee. Merck Smarts with sports, traffic, weather, and stock tips. Tomorrow afternoon at 3 until 3:03. 3 to 3:03 here on Wang.
All right, welcome back, folks, to the Pete Bone Show. And I am Pete Bone. I will not be denied. Welcome to our program. There are a number of people that are calling and asking, are we okay? And I find that to be so humorous because the whole country is losing its mind over this coronavirus. And there's people who are, you know, I don't want to go to work. And you just heard the last comment about the guy's father. He says, don't breathe the water droplets and this and that and this and that. I'm fine. You're fine. All right. I'm fine. You're fine. The only thing that I wish would happen is if they would just tell us
Tell us what?
Tell us how long it's going to last, because I don't know. I don't know. They won't say anything.
Tom Dovka.
Who?
Tom Dovka's on the...
What do you want, Tom? Speedbone.
Hey, listen, Pete, you got to pull yourself together, okay? You're on the air, and you sound like a frightened little girl, and...
What are you...
You listen to yourself. You sound like some scared bitch.
Oh, wow, man.
No. Look, you're on the air right now. Do I have to pull a plug on you?
You can't pull a plug. You're...
I can't? You want to watch me?
No.
Now, I suggest you get your shit. I'm at the track right now. I ain't really be here. It's frightened of coronavirus. I best bet on this horse once you come home, Bill Bailey, once you come home. You want me to put a couple bucks on it for you?
Yeah, go ahead. It's,
be a kind of a diversion for you, okay?
Yeah, I appreciate it, Tom.
But you got to pull it together, man. You're on the air. You got people worried about the coronavirus, and you are the clearinghouse of information. You are the guy that's going to try to make them feel better. You understand, Pete? So you just pull it together.
No.
Okay. I'm here if you need me. Have you got my cell number?
Hey.
This guy's...
Tom, I've got it.
Okay, let's just make sure you got it.
Pete, come on.
Ow. Ah,
now, come on, pull it together, man. Hi, folks. Pete Bone here, and this is our coronavirus update show. There's a lot of information we need to get through, and there's a lot of information... Yeah, that we need to get through, but what good is it going to do? It'll do a lot of good. It'll do a lot of good. And we are here to give you that information here on Pete Bone Will Not Be Denied as we give you our coronavirus update. And it doesn't matter to me how bad it gets. It doesn't matter to me how, scary a lot of this stuff will get because you don't know. Not having information, I think, is the most frightening part of this, but having the right information will help you. Will help you figure out what will be your next move. Now, in South Korea, the South Korean sect, some religious sect there, feels as if they're being treated like criminals because they have been put into quarantine. Meanwhile, other coronavirus news, U.S. workers without protective gear assisted coronavirus. Well, it's nothing but bad news. God damn it.
Pete Bone Will Not Be Denied from the Kroner Building in Chicago. Now, here's Bill Bruford.
Hello, this is Bill Bruford. I am Pete Bone's announcer as well as his newsman. And you can hear Pete struggling.
No, I'm not. You've got to...
You can hear Pete struggling. Trying to maintain a level of decorum and trying to show that his nerves are not, just run rugged and raw by this, that he's not lost his nerve.
That's it.
Did you want to say something, Pete?
Yes, I did.
Then get your nerves under control because you sound like Mickey Mouse getting a cob willingly, but still.
Are you talking about Mickey Mouse taking a cob?
Pete, would you get your regular register back, your normal voice?
Sorry.
Here's Pete Bone, folks. Thank you, Bill Bruford. Thank you. I know. I'm sorry, folks. I apologize. I'm panicking for no reason whatsoever. Everything's fine. When you see the stock market drop 1,000 points, you get a little scared. And I got scared. That's all that happened is I just got scared. But I'm okay. I'm better. And I think it's understandable, but I don't want to scare you. It's not based on the country's doing fine. People are just afraid. Right, get out of here. What are you doing? Get out of here. Come on. What are you trying to pull? Hey, Tom, it's Bill Bruford.
Did you get him out of there?
I did, yeah.
All right, look, I need for you to do what you got to do, and I'll do what I got to do. You know what I'm saying?
All right, so you can co-host. Folks, this is Tom Dovka. He is a consultant here on the Pete Bone Show. You are, and he's going to handle some of the announcing duties we have this evening here on our coronavirus update. So go ahead, Tom. Take it away.
All right. What we do know is President Trump gave a press conference, and he said everything was fine. And as soon as he was done with a press conference saying everything was fine, of course, the stock market went down 1,000 points. Now, that's that yeah, that somebody said it was panic. Well, all right, it's panic. I mean, they talk about it being panic. Sorry. They talk about it being panic. And all right, so it's panic. But what are they? They're not panicking for no reason. Bill, if you are...
Now, they're panicking for no reason. Just the name coronavirus causes them to panic. But the fundamentals of the economy are sound.
All right, so the fundamentals of the economy are sound. Well, what's it doing? Well, the fundamentals of the economy are sound, then why would it do what it's doing? You know? That's the only thing I understand. Why does it do what it do? Because if the economy is, fine... God damn me. God damn me.
Presentation of the Phil Henry Show, executive producer of Phil Henry Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved, on podcast one.
I'm Pete Bone. I'll see you next week, okay? Okay? I said I'm Pete Bone. I'll see you next week, okay? Oh, I mean, fuck it. I don't care. I mean...
I'm Tom Baxter.
Wed Willingham reporting coronavirus news here on Wang. President Donald Trump is hoping for a miracle that will make the coronavirus disappear, but tanking stock markets and signs the disease is stalking America are delivering their verdict on his scattershot management of the crisis. A historic Wall Street sell-off, the first case on U.S. soil that could not be traced to travel to countries battling the virus, and news of drug shortages outpaced White House efforts to show everything was under control. It's going to disappear. One day, it's like a miracle, it will disappear, Trump said at the White House Thursday, as the virus marched across Asia and Europe after U.S. officials said the U.S. should brace for severe disruption to everyday life. The president also warned that things could get worse before it gets better, but he added it could maybe go away. We'll see what happens. Nobody really knows. The president's comments, which seemed divorced from the gravity of the situation, followed CNN reporting that raised new questions about Trump's capacity to handle the crisis. For weeks, aides and allies have tried to impress upon him the seriousness of the coronavirus situation, warning him of the threat to the global economy and by proxy, his own re-election prospects, according to people familiar with the conversations. Devastating losses in Wall Street that finally convinced him to put a face on the crisis on Wednesday, but his erratic news conference only fanned the impression of a leadership vacuum.
Wang Radio.
Hi, this is Dr. Jim Sadler. During the coronavirus, I want you to be well informed. That's why I've come out with the Dr. Jim Sadler newsletter. A lot of people like to make light of it. Some people, like Phil Henry, think it's a big joke, and it'll all go away just like Trump's. God damn, look at the body on that, will you?